months are the lack of communication. I really do with this living alone. What can you see? I've asked for when one of those units get empty, then you can look down and see cars going back and forth, things, but what can you see here? And you know there's been a deer hanging around here?
Is that right?
Yeah. I got some pictures if I get them developed. One morning I saw these tracks walking along, I guess, and it was deer tracks. If it had been a buck and big horns, they would have hit the building. It was that close.
Now, did you used to do a lot of hunting?
Not a lot, but I've done some.
And trapping, any trapping?
Yeah, I remember when I was real young, I'd done some trapping. I caught a skunk, and I caught one. I went to school before I changed my clothes, so the teacher sent me home. I didn't want to be too late to school, but...
I think it was Alden Bettis talked about riding a traverse sled down to school.
Oh, yes. Well, when I was going to school up in East Warren, there where the store is, we used to go up on a mountain. My folks had a set of traverse. Several get on them, come down the mountain. We had to plan it so it not be there when teams was crossing the mountain. But boy, we used to come down to beat the Dickens. There are these, they call them flexible flyers. Yeah.
Well, you could at least steer a flexible flyer.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, you could, these traverse sleds, one set in front, brace your feet, and I had a rope here to pull it one way and another. Yeah.
Well, I think it was Alden Bettis said he took John Spaulding on a ride. He would never ride on another one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's... Well, I tell you, look, I've seen down to the hospital. A lot of people, they get sick. It's all up here, though. They worry themselves sick. I'll tell you another one. I had a cardiogram down to VA here back 2, 3, 4 years ago. I just got in a chair, and they was putting these cups on me, you know. And this guy came in, and I see that he kind of a nervous fellow. And so I says to the technician, I says, "Is this the way they wire you up for the electric chair?" Gee, his eyes come right out.
Oh, dear. Well, now, were you born at home?
I guess must be, because back years ago, they didn't take anybody to the hospital. It was... local doctors come around.
And it used to be usually a neighborhood woman that would come in and help?
Well, did you ever meet Merle and Mildred Cathan?
No.
No.
But that's, Mildred is Mrs. Brooks's daughter, right?
So is Mildred.
Yeah.
Those are the only two girls. But anyway, I think it was... Marjorie and Mildred's, would it be the great-grandmother? Or grandmother, one or the other, used to be around. And I know, I can remember her being there. And I think maybe she was there at the time. Yeah, well, there used to be a veterinary, Dr. Welch, came into this area, veterinary. He used to drive a pair of horses from North Hill over here to doctor animals.
Gee.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. It's. Yeah, I had my horses. I had, and I say it belonged to Belgian Breed Association. I had some registered ones. And Humane Society called me two different times. So. They run out, but they had a place they could run in, or up in the woods, go into the thick pines, and plenty of water and things. And so the last time I asked the lady at the Humane Society who it was, of course she wouldn't tell me. Well, I said, "I'll tell you what I will do. and I want you to do it. Get this person. You come up, and I'll show you my horses. I says, and I'll tell you how you can tell whether they're having good care or not. I says, if their hair is smooth, laced down the way it should, they're getting good care, and if they're in good flesh. And but if they're the other way and thin, you have a right to complain. But they never came near.
You mean your horses had run away and they were found by somebody who reported them?
No, my horses was running out and they was complaining about them being outdoors in the wintertime.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah. But you know, there's a lot of people has followed my example here in the valley that their horses being out. Yeah.
Well, they get the big heavy coats in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah. And I used to have David Sequist from Morrisville. He was a real good horse doctor. And I told him about being complaining. He says, well, he says, I'll tell you if you want me to. He says, I'll write a letter. And he says, your horses are some of the best condition of any horses I take care of. So, but jealousy. Jealousy, I'm telling you, jealousy causes an awful lot of trouble and a lot of bitterness. Yeah, you get a little bit like, well, in every town, there's the jealousy among different town officers and the ones that want to run for town office. Like in president campaigning here, like Clinton there. See what they're digging up about him now.
Yeah.
I think Bush is going to get it.
I don't think they've got anybody to run against him. I mean, because...
Brown hurt himself by not coming to Vermont when he promised. But when he did here, he got a good turnout, got
yeah.
a good backing.
Yeah, well, I think he'll win today.
Yeah. Oh, I think Brown is going to get ahead of Clinton because things said about Clinton is going to hurt him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, well.
Okay.
Well, Bush was a veteran.
Uh-huh.
And I guess take them out and see what they say inside. Got one for 3 years on my birthday.
Is that right? Our warmest congratulations to you on your birthday. You have our heartfelt good wishes. How wonderful. And you get it every year on your birthday?
The last 3 years.
I thought you only got it when you were 100.
Well, I'm sure I'll never get one when I get there. I don't expect to get there.
How did you happen to get these?
I don't know.
Isn't that nice?
Well, veteran. I think they got my name through the VA to White River.
Uh-huh. And you started getting them, did you start getting them at a particular birthday?
Soon after the birthday.
Golly.
Oh yeah, that's something. That's another thing.
Hymns for drivers, sing while driving.
I had some of them run off and I've given some to the state police, which I know, Bob Davis and a few other guys.
At 45 miles per hour, highways are happy ways. At 55 miles per hour, I am but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. At 65 miles per hour, nearer my God to thee. At 75 miles per hour, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. At 85 miles per hour, Lord, I'm coming home.
Yeah, I got to get some more runoff because different people have mentioned how they'd like one.
Oh, that's terrific.
Oh, and my youngest daughter, which I was staying with up there in East Warren, she graduated, she was a baby. She was only 5 years old when my wife died.
Oh.
And let me take him here. And she graduated from high school in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now She's got a job at the Chittenden Bank here in Waitsfield.
Oh, in Waitsfield.
And you have to see her before you make any loans.
Gosh.
She's really done well.
Wow, that's terrific.
She got rid of that husband, which, and her name I see on that picture in the Valley of Pearl, she's got her maiden name back.
Oh, that's nice.
Her husband, Bert Cameron.
Uh-huh.
They used to live up in Sugar Bush Hour where the, what is the name of that restaurant?
Oops. The Common Man?
Common Man, yeah. Her husband's folks used to live there. They had a farm, and I had, when Dean was logging for rice in Granville, they wanted more logs, so I went took a team of horses up there and worked my horses up there. Kept them up there to that, what is the restaurant.
Yeah, there were a bunch of farms, I guess, up there.
What's that?
There were a bunch of farms up there.
Oh, yeah. Irish was up in there. Cameron. People by the name of Brooks. Long. Roy Long. It used to have the Warren Village store.
Mm-hmm.
And Merrill Long. Oh, God.
And then there was another one. Warner Corliss.
Corliss, he lived up in where the golf course is. Walter Corliss.
Walter Corliss.
And then he had a son.
Warner.
Warner Corliss.
Who is down in Brownsville.
That's right.
And somebody suggested I talk with him.
Yeah.
Would he be good?
I think so. Because there was no sign of a golf course back when they, and they had some. Well, I must tell you, Walter Corliss and Clesson Corliss, Clesson Irish father. Corliss had a pair of black horses. Roy had a, Roy Irish had a pair of bay horses. And they always figured that, each one of them figured they had the best team. And, yeah, so. But the Corlisses really had some Jersey cows. They was good caretakers to animals. Yeah.
Well, I guess there were a number of people interested in horse racing, too, weren't there?
Some of them, yeah. But there wasn't all these really high-blooded ones.
Just more local.
As I tell about, there was just a kind that carried the blanket for the others. Yeah, I was a town lister. There was Earl Fuller and Clesson Irish's grandfather on his mother's side, Richardson. And so I got along with Earl. I always got along with him pretty good. And anyway, we listed, so come time to, they used to go around and apprise farmer's animals. So Richardson, he was a kind of a little bit bitter side. So he says, we're going to send you up to Corliss's. And Earl says, yeah. He says, you know why he's sending you up there? Because he says he has a hard time with them. So I went up and took the list, and about noon, nothing to do but stay for lunch with them, or dinner then, and which I did. So I went back down, and Richardson says, what took you so long? Well, I says, they insisted me to stay for dinner with them. Well, I can't believe that, he says. And Earl started laughing the way he did, you know. He says, well, Elihu, he says, he wasn't such a home miserable as you are. And of course, that didn't sit well, so they had a little argument then. But anyway, I stayed in there. Yeah, they was good. Like, their animals looked real good, and their horses was good. Walter had a pair of black ones. Warner, he had a pair of red-roan ones, which was a fancy pair. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know anybody do anything that some other people can pick up to hurt them? They pick it up and hurt them. And everybody hears about it. But I believe when you do something good, it should be known, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my father represented the town in 27. There was a fellow by the name of George Long. It takes somebody to push things a little for you. Gave him a start, and we happened to represent the town. Yeah.
Now, was that part of the whole Long family?
No. Do you know where Jess Cody lives?
In East Warren or Warren?
Warren Village.
Warren Village.
Well, do you know the road that goes on to what they call Fuller Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go up that road and it's that big old house on the, wait a minute.
That's where Don Cody used to live.
Jess Cody's wife's oldest sister, Martin, lived there. But that's where this George Long lived.
Uh-huh.
And this Robert Gove's wife was Lefa Long, George Long's daughter.
I see.
Oh, God, I can rattle on for
hours. You're terrific.
Jeez. Jane Beck, huh?
Yeah.
My oldest daughter's name, Jane.
Is that right?
And I'll tell you about that. Does you good get this out of your system. Anyway, my wife wanted what we'd the middle name. My mother's name was Mabel. Her mother's was Lena, so I told my wife, says, how about Mabelina for a middle name? So.
That's neat.
But Jane doesn't like it.
You said there was a blacksmith shop across from the...
Well, when you go down the airport road, there used to be a house on the right, which my brother tore down. And just below that used to be a blacksmith shop.
Hmm.
Yeah, East Warren used to be the village before water power.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was where the town really was first settled.
Yeah, my mother was... What was she? English, I think. My father's folks, I guess it must have been... His grandfather, or I think it was his grandfather, came from Scotland into Canada. I think it was Quebec. And from Quebec down into Bristol.
Uh-huh.
And what's the other towns over there?
Starkesboro?
Yeah, Starkesboro and Bristol.
Lincoln.
And then my grandfather, Joseph Elliott, and his brother, Ed Elliott, came over and settled into East Warren.
From across Lincoln Mountain?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. You know, I've given up now, but I've tried to have them put a tunnel through Lincoln Mountain.
Makes sense.
Which, it could be done. Gee whiz, down south in different places they put tunnels through. And where I had it spotted out, you go up this side of Lincoln Mountain, you look off to the right, and the ledge comes straight down. Get over the other side, and off this way a little bit, there's another tunnel right through there, and it would not be a fourth of a mile long.
Is that right? Well, you must have spent some time in the mountains then.
Well, when I worked at Middlebury Inn, I used to cross back and forth there. In fact, I took flying lessons up at Bristol, $7.50 an hour. And I was just ready to solo flight when I quit. Run out of funds.
Well, the...